Okay, well, I'm joined actually live on the telephone now by Khadija Cheatham-Slade, who is in the new production of Ronald Harwood's play The Dresser, to be performed by the Woodhouse Players. Good evening, Khadija.
Hello.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for asking me.
You're live at Whips Cross Radio. Have you done that before?
No, I haven't, actually. No, this is a first for me.
A new experience. Well, I'm sure a lot of our listeners out there are interested to know, actually, first of all, about the Woodhouse Players. I mean, can you tell us something about them?
The Woodhouse Players, I think, have been doing plays for about 20 years. Mm. And we're based in Leytonstone, near the Green Man roundabout. We do about 6 or 7 productions a year.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. We've got a continual changing of membership, so we're always looking for people, if anybody's interested.
Well, I'm sure you can do the contact details in a short while. Mm-hmm. And this new production that you're in, The Dresser,
yeah.
I mean, I think most people, if they remember The Dresser at all, who aren't real theatre buffs, will know The Dresser from the film with Albert Finney and Tom Courtney.
Yeah.
You're going to tell me it's nothing like that, aren't you?
I think it was changed slightly to be in the film. So my character doesn't feature so much in the film.
Who is your character? Tell us about your character.
My character's her ladyship. She's a slightly older actress, a bit past her prime, a bit bitter about the fact that she never made it. Quite a lot of fun to play her, actually. Lots of depth.
Do you bring your own experience to that, or is it largely observation?
Quite a bit of observation. I'm not quite as old as she is, so I'm having to pretend. And lots of makeup.
Oh, lots of makeup, of course. Well, that's the point of theatre, isn't it? But yes. How old is the person you're playing? How was the character?
She's probably in her early to middle 40s.
Good Lord. And how old are you, should I ask that question?
I'm 31.
A long way to go. But of course, I don't want to harp back to the film too much because it's very different. But Albert Finney...
I haven't actually seen the film, so I'm going to be at a slight disadvantage.
Don't worry, I'm not going to harp on about the film. Just to point out that Albert Finney was 47, I believe, in that film. And he was playing somebody much, much older.
Yeah. It takes a lot of talent, obviously.
Of course, and that's why you're in it. I actually understand that the film is largely... It's not the fact that it has a riveting plot that engages the audience, is it? The actual plot. It's really about the characters and their interaction. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would. It kind of goes over one evening in this touring theatre's life. And you kind of see the characters develop, and you find out a lot about their history and why they've come to be in this theatre company. And it's got a lot of pathos in it. It's got a lot of comedy, a lot of tragedy, and it's very interesting to watch.
Do you find the dialogue is... I don't know, is it still relevant today? Is it as from when it was written? Does it still resonate?
I can't remember when it was actually written, but it's not that old a play. So, but the language is supposed to be in 1940s. It's set in 1940s, so
right.
It's slightly formalised. But it's very relevant, I think, to people because it's those things that keep going on: love, failed ambition, all of these things.
Well, presumably, when you landed the part, and we'll come to that in a second, you were handed a copy of the script.
Yes.
And you read it?
It's helpful for learning the lines, yeah.
Well, when you read it, did you find yourself, was there tears, laughter, something for every mood?
I think when I first read through the part I'm playing, I just thought, that's a really interesting character. You kind of get her surface motivations, and then there's a whole lot of other things that are going on that you find out during the play. And I thought it would be a real challenge to try and bring that to the stage.
Have you done much acting before?
I've been doing it on and off through my life, with the Woodhouse Players, I've been doing stuff with them for about 5 years.
Yeah. Right, okay. And I can't remember, but aren't they sort of preparing for King Lear? Isn't the play about sort of about to go on stage for King Lear?
There is a play within a play, which is always a lovely concept. And you actually have the production of Lear going on off stage while everybody reacts to on stage to the pretend play, if you see what I'm saying.
How many people in the company?
In the play.
Yeah. In the actual Woodhouse players who are taking part in this?
Actors, I think we've got about 30 to 35 people at the moment. But that's continually changing because we're quite a young group. So London's quite a changing kind of populace. So we've got people coming and going all the time.
And playing oldies. Well, not older.
Well, that's not very nice.
Okay, it's okay. I can say that, you know.
Okay.
My great age. But it sounds very exciting. I mean, you've obviously got a lot of commitment there with the Woodhouse players.
Yeah.
Where's the theatre?
Okay, it's very near the Green Man Roundabout. It's basically at the Welsh Church Hall. It's the exit as you come into Leytonstone, right there on your right.
Okay, the best way to get in touch, I suppose, is the telephone number. I mean, I have a telephone number here.
Yes.
To sign up or get in touch with Tim. Would that be correct?
I've got a tickets number.
Fantastic.
If you'd like to have that.
Certainly like the tickets number in a few minutes. Just hold on to that for a second. So that's brilliant. People can actually book and it's not that far away.
No.
I had a name called somebody called Jan. Is she your producer?
Yes, she is.
Has she been driven completely insane by the production?
Yeah, she is looking quite drawn, actually.
Is she?
No, she's not. I'm being mean. She's sitting in front of me.
I mean, it really is a tremendous commitment, and no one really knows quite what producer is, but they know it's someone who runs around and has to make sure everything falls into place.
Plays just wouldn't happen without producers. They're very important people.
Indeed. So when's the first night?
The first night is next Thursday.
Next Thursday, wow.
Yeah.
Dress rehearsals before that, I suppose.
Yeah, we're rehearsing Tuesday and then dress rehearsal Wednesday and then we're going into the run. So it's going to be quite tiring next week.
I'm going to try and get up to see this, actually.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
No, I'm really going to try and get up to see this. This just sounds good. I mean, it's... you know, having talked to you about it, I'm really quite excited. I mean, I say most people will know it from the film.
Mm-hmm.
It's obviously written for the stage.
Yeah.
Because it's not lots of sets and action, all the rest of it. It's about the characters.
Mm-hmm.
It screams theatre, you know, live theatre.
Oh, absolutely.
And smell of the, was it the roar of the grease paint and the smell of the crowd?
Oh, it's just like that. Very exciting.
Is that what you live for?
Yeah, after work, yeah.
Yeah, after work, yes. Do the people where you work know that you do this in your spare time?
Yeah, I've managed to get a lot of people to come, actually, which is really nice.
And what's the response?
They all think I'm mad for doing this sort of stuff, but they all want to come and see me make a fool of myself, so I'll see if I can do that.
I'm sure you won't do that. How long's the run?
We do it for 3 nights and we've got a matinee on Saturday if anybody wants to come along in the daytime.
All right, fantastic. Okay, before the telephone number, let's get those dates again for the people listening.
Okay, it's the 28th, 29th and 30th and it starts at 8 p.m. in the evening and it's a 3 p.m. matinee on Saturday.
Right, so that's quite convenient for people like me who like to go to bed early. That's good, 3 p.m. And the telephone number, which I shall read out later, of course, in the show a couple of times,
okay,
for the tickets, that's your box office line. I'll take that number now. Go ahead.
Okay, that's 0208.
0208.
504.
3872. That's an easy number, 0208 504 3872. I think most people around the wards are scrabbling for pens, but don't worry, I will read this out later in my show, and Ian will read out later in his show.
We do have a website which is really convenient to use if you want to book tickets as well.
Right, I'll take that. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's www.woodhouseplayers.co.uk.
Rodhouseplayers.co.uk. I'm just scribbling this down so I remember for when I repeat it later on. Now, Khadija, it's fantastic. You're my first actress for me to interview on this
on
the radio station.
Honored.
No, I am the one who is honoured. This is fantastic. And would Jan like a word, or is she completely worn out with getting it all ready?
I'll ask her.
Just for a quick word? Tell her to say hello to the listeners.
Okay.
That'll do.
Would you like to say hello to the listeners? Hello there.
Hello, Jan. Do you want to say hello to everyone listening at Whips Cross?
I'll say hello to everyone listening at Whips Club. You caught me slightly there. I just thought I'd got away with having to actually speak or say anything.
No, I thought you were thinking that, but I was just telling everybody out there that, you know, production is a very difficult job. Khadija's just backed me up there, where she's been obviously living with it with you. So
definitely. I thought, you know, I'll have the easy option. I'll just do a bit of production. Don't have to learn lines or anything. Learn my lesson there. Put me on the stage again.
Well, it's a fabulous job. And as I said, I'm going to try and get up and do my very best to get up to see it.
It's a really, really good show. I'm not just saying it's producing, but it's absolutely brilliant. One of the best things I think we've done. So it's well worth people coming up and having a look.
It's quite exciting for you. And it's sort of, I don't know, it's sort of rekindled my sort of interest in that particular play. I mean, I'd heard about it. I've only seen the film. I've never seen a proper stage production. But as I just said to Khadija, it does scream theatre, live theatre.
Absolutely. I mean, it started off when myself and the director saw the production down in the West End with Nicholas Lyndhurst. And that's the first I saw of it. I thought, this is incredible. Then I saw the film. I thought, no, we've got to do it.
Okay.
So it is fantastic.
Okay, listen, I've got a note. Ian Parker's putting a notice up against the studio too, and he's saying, your name's Jackie, not Jan. What is
No. Jackie is actually our publicity person who sorted all that out. So, and then I'm Jan who's producing. Yeah, there's lots of us.
Well, good
job for everyone.
Well, at least I've got your name right. I'm happy about that.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you definitely got my name right. That's fine.
Well, if anyone's just started tuning in and wondering what we're talking about, I am actually having great pleasure talking to Jan and Khadija. Jan is a producer of The Dresser, and Khadija stars in The Dresser. It's by the Woodhouse Players. I'm going to give you the ticket hotline in a few minutes, and also the dates of the production, and also we'll mention a bit more about it later on. Jan, thank you so much for being pulled onto the line by by Khadija there. I appreciate that.
That's all right.
I'm not going to wish anyone any luck. It's a form, isn't it, in the theatre?
That's right. It's break a leg.
But I'm very happy that you came to join us this evening.
Oh, no. Thanks for talking to us. Really appreciate it.
It's really kind. And I'll just say my goodbyes to your actress there.
Okay. I'll just pass you back to Khadija. Thanks very much.
Cheers, Jan. Take care.
Hello,
Khadija. Thank you very, very much for joining me this evening. It's been marvellous, and it's got me excited about actually going to the theatre. It's once you make the effort, you know, and go, it's worth.
It's definitely worth.
Oh, far more than the ticket price, and it stays with you for a long time. So, once again, thank you very much. I just did say, if anybody doesn't know the form, you don't wish people luck who are in the theatre.
We don't need it either.
No, exactly. My history teacher said that. He said, you don't need luck if you've done the work. It'll take care of itself. Thanks very much indeed. I shall read out the details a bit later. Thanks for joining us this evening.
All right.
All the very best. Bye-bye now.
Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye. Well, that's fantastic. There, that was Khadija and Jan from the Woodhouse Players. And as I said, The Dresser is on up at the theatre near Leytonstone. There's a ticket hotline. The number there is 0208 504 3872. And you can get tickets for the matinee on the Saturday. And it will run 28th, 29th, 30th of this month and starts at 8 p.m. in the evenings. And matinee is at 3 p.m. There's also a website, which I shall give out details in a few minutes if you didn't catch it. And we're going to go on to some music now.